I'm John Michael Sedor, and this is a WTBU special. I'm joined alongside by Ben Kohler and Kevin Camo. And guys, we got a really special program coming up right here. I mean, very exciting. We're going to have Johnny Knoxville, star of the new movie Bad Grandpa, come in. And I don't know if you guys seen the trailer, but I'm pretty psyched about this. Seems like it's going to be a hilarious movie. I mean, we know his stuff. I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, yeah, it looks awesome.
I think it looks really cool. And it's a little bit different from the other stuff he's been doing. It's not quite the Jackass where it's just prank after prank. It looks like he's got kind of a story in this one. And he's a grandpa taking his grandson across the country. I think that's a really cool way to look at it.
It's like narrative Jackass, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen... I think he did this character in some of his movies.
Yeah, I believe... Yeah.
Did it in Jackass a couple times.
So, it looks like they're making a whole movie out of it. And I think that should be cool. I'm interested to see how they pull that off.
No, it should be awesome. I think we got him now, so...
Yeah, it looks like we got Johnny on the line right now. Johnny, thanks for joining us. We have a bunch of questions coming in from a lot of universities, so we're just going to try and rapid-fire these off as quick as we can and hopefully get through all of them. The first one I just wanted to ask personally, I've always wondered, how do you hide the cameras for these things? I mean, you get such good shots, but how do people not notice? Do you have just some guy on the corner with a trench coat and a camera trying to not look suspicious? Or is there like a Jackass patented way you figured out to get these shots that people don't notice?
Well, we would have a van, like a work van, looked like a work van that we would station close to where we were shooting. And it was, you know, the you couldn't see in, but we could film out of it. And we would have cameras inside inside strollers, and we would have purse cams. We have all kinds of things. And sometimes we would get permission if we're pranking employees of a certain place. We'll go in the night before and put up two-way mirrors. And so it's a whole involved process to hide the cameras so no one knows what's going on.
All right, we got a question from Cal State Long Beach. They want to know, how come Bad Grandpa is going to be pranking the public more than pranking each other like you used to do in Jackass?
Well, we did a lot of pranks on the public on the TV show, and as we became more well-known, we kind of had to focus them on the cast. But when we would do pranks on the public, when I would prank the public, it was primarily the old man as the movies went on. So we'd been thinking about this movie for a long time, doing a whole movie with the old man, and we just decided to commit to it, and I'm glad we did because I think you guys are really going to like it.
All right, this next one we got is from Pace U. They're wondering, what's the most surprising part of this movie?
I think you'll be surprised at how much you're going to be invested in the relationship between me and my grandson. There's a loose narrative in the movie, taking my grandson across country to deliver him to his father, and across the way we prank people. And the reactions we get in the pranks are really surprising, but I think the most surprising will be how much you like our relationship. And Billy, he's Billy in the movie, Jackson's his real name, is unbelievable.
Up next, we got Loyola Chicago. They're wondering, was it difficult to stay in character, and were there any scenes that you broke character at all?
I don't think it was difficult to stay in character. You know, there's a few times in the film where my voice is Irving, and then hey, my voice is Knoxville. But yeah, it wasn't that. Doing a hyper method thing. I was just trying to keep the energy up and, you know, have it be funny. So that was more important to me than being militant about staying in character.
Next, we got North by Northwestern. They were wondering, were there any times where you thought you might be in over your head with a prank, especially since you had a kid along with you this time?
It's a good question because if I'm just doing pranks as Irving on someone, then there is not as much at stake as if I have an 8-year-old next to me. So if I walk up to prank someone or get in a situation, I kind of size them up before I will, go commit to it. And if we're talking to someone for a couple sentences, and I think this guy is probably a loose cannon or in an unsafe way, I'll just walk on. So you really have to gauge things that way. And we always had someone standing close by in plain clothes. Like, I'm the first line of defense for Jackson, but we always had people ready to jump in if anything went bad. And so I didn't feel that. I felt we were well covered.
Here we got University of Toronto. They're asking, were there any difficulties specific to this movie that you hadn't encountered in other previous movies?
Well, yes, because we're trying to service a story as well. When Jackass is a lot of vignettes that we string together, and you know we try to sequence them in a way that that works. But with this, we have a story, and we're doing pranks on people. But sometimes we'll try to work story points into the pranks, and everything has to connect and make sense. So that was it was very unique to this film.
Penn State wanted to know, what was it like to view the final product of these pranks as they play out on screen?
Well, we just finally got the movie delivered, which, you know, we locked the picture, and then we went in and worked on the sound and color corrected, and finally we just delivered it. And so they're making a bunch of prints so they can, you know, deliver them to all the exhibitors. So it's... I've been so busy, I haven't even got to think about it, but I feel pretty proud right now, really, because this is a special film that people will like, and we worked our ass off for, God, we spent well over a year writing it and 10 months shooting it, so I'm pretty happy.
Seattle University wants to know, what's it like coming back to Jackass after being away from it for so long?
We had a ball making this film, and it retains the you know, there's a couple of stunts and a lot of pranks, a la Jackass, but it's its own unique thing because of the story. So it's a natural progression, but one we managed to pull off, and so I'm very proud of that fact, and was happy to be shooting again, and I like doing pranks and stunts.
Here, Kennesaw State is asking, what was the makeup process like in becoming the bad grandpa character?
Before we started shooting, I was dreading the makeup process because I knew it was going to take 3 hours each day. And I was just dreading it. But after the first couple of days of shooting, we started getting all this great footage. And then I started looking forward to it because I could spend those 3 hours in the chair thinking about what we were doing that day and writing and thinking about the scenario we were going to try and just trying to troubleshoot every possible thing that could happen. And so if something happens, I'm one step ahead. So that was actually very beneficial. There was a couple of times where I would wear my chest and back like an old man, and that took 5 hours in the chair. But after two times doing that, I wrote the rest of those out.
All right, our next question's from youngfolks.com. Johnny, was there anyone you model yourself after when getting into character as Irving?
I just slightly alter my voice, and not so well, you know. the physicality, I worked on that, trying to get the right walk and everything down, and trying to imagine what it would be like to, you know, be 86. But my body's so broke that I almost walk like Irving anyway. But I do like it. A lot of just the character comes from a lot of my father's sayings and mannerisms, and you know, I love the old vaudeville comedians growing up, and it's really a mostly perverted version of myself.
University of Michigan wants to know, when you become a grandpa, do you think you'll be anything like your character Irvin?
Oh, I hope to be a much better grandfather than Irving Zisman. But hopefully I'm a number of years away from being a grandfather. But I think Yeah, I won't be pounding beers with my grandchildren.
Metropolitan State University wants to know, has there ever been a prank that went too far?
We throw out the worst stuff. Like, the worst shit comes out of our mouth. Ideas. It's just awful stuff, way over the line. And then you know, we'll that's just to, like, make your friends in the room laugh. But, you know, and then we'll, between that, we'll work out actual ideas that we're going to be shooting. But, God, it's terrible things are said.
Florida Atlantic University is asking, were there any reactions during the filming that surprised you?
Yeah, there were many. There were many reactions. You know, sometimes you'll go into a prank. Like, we had this one where I don't want to drive Billy across country at one point in the movie. I'm just going to ship him. So we put him in a cardboard box and tried to ship him. But before the prank, I'm like, okay, this one's way, way in left field. No one is going to fall for this or buy it, because as soon as he pops out of the box or they hear him talking in the box, they're just going to go, okay, where are the cameras? But we found two ladies in North Carolina who, I mean, I was pranking them for 30 minutes and I had to stop because I didn't know what else to do. And it was a really unbelievable reaction. So it was pretty magical. And at one point, like, I was like, people would walk in the store and he'd broken out of the box by then, and I'd be like, oh, cover up the box, cover up the box. I don't want anyone to see. And they were covering up the box. Like, they were trying to hide Billy in the box. It was great.